Boom! What's going on, everyone? Steve Larson from Sales Funnel Radio. And today I'm going to teach you guys how I got Russell Brunson to keynote at my next event.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, guys? Hey, so first off, you got to know, I filmed this episode in two different phases, okay? Phase one was I wanted to kind of capture what was going on in the moment. So I'm going to cut over in a little bit over here to a Facebook Live. But first of all, before I do that, I want a little backstory, okay? I wanted my own event so badly. And when I saw Russell come out with this 30 days book, right, this 30 days book last year, I super bad wanted to be able to get him I wanted to be able to piggyback off of this book to go build my event. And that's exactly what I did. And 375 people got tickets and or bought the book through me, and they came with a free ticket if they wanted it. And then we had about 100, and the room could hold 180. We had probably 160th show, which is, I mean, get tickets. And then this is pretty standard across the board. Usually there's a 5-10% no-show rate on all events, no matter what you want to ever do, which is crazy to me. But anyway, so it's about 150-ish at the event, which is pretty good for a first event. I mean, I know, anyway, it's good. And so what I wanted to do, though, is I know that Offermind is going to be an event that is done probably each year to teach. And I'm really pumped. I'm going to bring in a lot of fun people. I'm excited about it. But I thought, who better? I wrote down literally a list on my whiteboard, right, of like, man, can you imagine if I got that guy to speak or that lady to speak or that person? Can you imagine how cool that would be to come and bring those people in? And so what I started doing, I was like, well, what if? And so I sent Russell a Vox and I said, I'm not asking you to speak at Offermind. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to think of ways to get you to speak at Offermind. Does that make sense, Russell? I'm not asking you to speak at Offermind. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to think of ways to ask you. So I was messing with him. And surprisingly, he messaged back and he goes, I want sushi while I'm getting a massage. And I said, yeah, as long as I'm the guy not doing that, totally. So 2 days later, I walked into his office with a masseuse gift certificate from his favorite masseuse locally and sushi for the entire ClickFunnels office. And anyway, what I did though is I wrote my own sales script. I wrote a sales script and I created a stack slide to pitch him on coming to Offermind, the keynote. And so others, I've already brought this up. Steven, why don't you just ask him? Okay, well, first of all, I never would want to leverage a relationship for the sake of my business. Okay. So I'm going to do everything I would normally do anyway to get him to come. And so what I did is I wrote a script, and I want to read the script to you so you can see how intense this is. Okay. Cause I made him an offer that he can't refuse. Literally. It's freaking awesome. I literally wrote out vehicle, internal and external related false beliefs I knew he would go through when I asked him to speak at my event and keynote. And so literally I wrote them out. And then I went through the whole marketing process and created an offer and wrote a full freaking script. I spent probably 5 hours writing this, okay? And I literally brought the slides from, like, I do a lot of his webinars for like, micro-influencers when they want to do affiliate stuff. So I'll go get on with, you know, big people when Russell can't get on, and I'll sell his products. And so anyways, I took his webinar script that he knows very well and I know very well. I do that script a lot. And I went slide by slide from the stack slide on and created this entire script. I just want to read this to you. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is twofold. Number one, you should come to Offermind. Number two, though, I'm trying to help you all see like how kind of like it's almost a slap in the face, right? To walk up to an actor who you know is famous and not be able to even mention some of the works that they've gone into, right? Does that make sense? Like, if I was to go, let's say I was gonna go see Picasso. I'm like, what's up, Picasso? Been a while. Hey, you like to paint? Picasso's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Hey, do you want to go get some food? You know what I mean? It's so if I'm going to go ask somebody to do something, I'm going to go and use their craft in a way that they think is flattering to ask them to do what I'd like them to do. All right, and so that's exactly what this was. So I'm just going to read this here real quick, and then we're going to cut over to the Facebook Live where you can see me starting to draft this and actually walk through the process. Not all the pieces in that Facebook Live ended up happening. Like, I was not able to get a local actor, which sucks. you guys all hear about that in a second. Anyway, there was a lot more to it, but I want to read this, okay? So I literally wrote a script to pitch and close Russell to come keynote at OfferMind, and I created a full-out stack and offer for him with closes, with call to actions, with a fast action bonus, okay? Okay, I'm going to read it, okay? Here's what you're going to get when you choose to speak at OfferMind 2019, okay? When you choose the keynote. The first thing you're going to get when you commit to keynoting at OfferMind 2019, first, you're going to be the featured keynote speaker with ads, paid content, hyperfans, all promoting the event. Also, Steve's personal closing team will be calling his audience after any purchase throughout the year leading up to the OfferMind event to sell him tickets. Whoa. And then on the right side, what I did is I added in a lot of trial closes, but what you'd expect a person's brain to be going through as I'm speaking. Okay, that's, you know what I mean? It's almost like a two-sided conversation. It is a two-sided conversation that I'm having both with him, but then inside of his own head with him, right? Secondly, you're going to get more paid traffic to your One Funnel Away challenge. Steve's ad team will drive paid traffic to each of your One Funnel Away challenges throughout the year. Each One Funnel Away buyer who buys through Steve's affiliate link will get credit for an OfferMind ticket where they'll further get ClickFunnels indoctrination from Steven. Wow, that's pretty awesome, right? Right now you're probably thinking, okay, I'm starting to hit secondary objections that were not hit inside of that. Right now you're probably thinking, is Steve Larson or OfferMind even big enough for my level of influence? It's a vehicle-based objection right there. I'm hitting it on the head, right? And why not, okay? And could the decision to speak threaten my status as the CEO of ClickFunnels? Right? You're probably thinking that, right? Great question, we thought of that too. So third thing you're going to get, and so like what I did is I created a piece inside of each of the, there's literally a piece of the offer combating each one of those objections like I would normally do in any script anyway. Okay, I literally wrote a full script to pitch him. Okay, so the third thing you're going to get, high-end stage and event designers with professional media coverage. To make this the coolest experience, Steve has already hired the same AV companies that do a lot of the Funnel Hacking Live and Two Comma Club X stages that you hire. Okay, they'll put on the event so the caliber will match your caliber. Stage caliber will match your calendar. Caliber. We'll also have professional photographers and videographers taking pictures, recordings, and B-roll that we'll turn over to you afterwards for your own use. He's always looking for cool B-roll. You'll have your own custom backdrop and smoke when it comes out. The crowd will be chanting, Russell, 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 with Seven Nation Army blaring when I invite you on stage. Additionally, the audience will be wearing the same funnel hacking or funnel promoting t-shirt like a uniform, which I will provide. If that isn't enough, Steve will personally yell in the face of anyone not absolutely going nuts when you walk up. Okay. My jaw just dropped. Are you starting to imagine how epic you're going to look on the stage of OfferMind? If you listen carefully, you probably already can hear them chanting, right? Russell, Russell. But if you're like me, you're probably thinking, but what would I even talk about? I know he's going to think that. How do I know? Because I sat in a room with him for 2 years, right? He's going to, I don't even know what to talk about. That's right, I'll figure it out later. And that's cool. I know he's going to say that, but I want to make sure I answer that concern as well. It's very much an internal-based concern. Okay, I can see Steve and OfferMind would be a cool thing to go do, but what would I talk about? Or what would I, right, do I have the personal wherewithal to go jump in and do that. And for him, he's going to want to over-deliver, so it's going to be content. And so what is he going to talk about? So I'm going to bring that up ahead of time. But what would I even talk about? And for how long, right? So fourth. So the fourth thing you're going to get is you're going to get topic and length autonomy. You'll have 500 to 800 people in the room. We're still trying to figure out event space on a few things, which by the time you guys see this, we're already going to have it figured out. We're going for 500 to 800 people, if it's possible with the event space. So we'll figure it out. But 500 people at least is what we're going for. Steve will be speaking the full first day, and we'd like you to keynote on day two. You'll be the last speaker and have total control on what you talk about and for how long you want to go. Feel free to test new material or talk about anything you want. But at the end of your speech, okay, now I'm going to tie into something that he wants. It's not just what does Steven Larsson want. It's how can I make my purposes align with Russell Brunson's purposes, right? If you're trying to dream 100 somebody, it's like a major key to it right there, okay? Okay. At the end of your speech, Steve would like some time to interview you on stage, sitting on couches about your new Traffic Secrets book, releasing a few months after OfferMind, or before or around that time. Feel free to pitch him. Already, as one of your top product affiliates, Steve will drive heavy traffic to your new book using that interview you do with him on stage. At the end, the crowd will go nuts and cheer you off stage. Steve will take a few open questions as you leave through our secret back door, backstage door to avoid swarming. I know he's concerned about that, so I'm going to put that in. Whew, I don't know about you, but this is getting pretty amazing, right? By now, you're starting to see how insane this all will be, right? Luckily, Steve is a safe bet, too. Imagine yourself speaking on his stage. Think how epic the ads will look to have a sweet stage interview promoting your new Traffic Secrets book. As a busy CEO, you're probably saying inside, here comes the external-based concern, I might not have time or mental bandwidth to add another thing in my life, right? So here's the fifth thing in the offer. So here's the fifth thing you're going to get. Your choice of the actual event date to fit your schedule. Oh, there's the 1-2 punch, right? What's the biggest reason someone would probably not be able to come speak or keynote when they want to? Scheduling. So what if I just let him choose the schedule? So I'm telling you right now, it is December 29th, 2018, right now as I'm recording this video and making this podcast episode, because all of this just happened and I want to record it. Okay. But right now, at the time of recording, if you're seeing this, it means that the OfferMind is ready to rock and you can go get tickets. But I'm recording it now to hold it on reserve. And what we're doing is we're going in and we're trying to find a correct date that matches well with his calendar and an event space somewhere in Boise. And it's so that it's not an excuse to not move forward and take action, right? Just like I would in any other sales script, I did the same thing to Russell, okay? Steve isn't here to add stress and understands firsthand what you do and the speed of your office. He doesn't expect you to stay the whole time or try to sprint from one thing to the next just to squeeze in a stressful pitch or speech. Keep it all simple by telling him what date works for you. He'll plan the event date around you. Oh, don't worry about travel either. A limo will pick you up from ClickFunnels headquarters and take you to the event room, where you'll be greeted by Steve and taken to your private room. Prove it ketones, which he loves. I love. I drink every day. Bulletproof bars, Quest bars, hydrogen water will be chilled and waiting for you in a private retreat and recharge room. Bring anyone you like with you. The limo will take you back when you're ready. Now, I know that's going to be one of the things that he is going to not worry about, but he doesn't want to even think about travel. So I'm going to take care of that, okay? Even though it's local, I'm going to send a limo to pick up the guy, okay? He's the man, right? Dang, this sounds super awesome, right? This sounds like a no-brainer. What will everyone think when the limo arrives to pick you up? Imagine their faces. Imagine sticking it to that daycare next door. Can't tell you where to park, right? There's a daycare right next to ClickFunnels that's a little bit moody about where you park. So I thought I'd throw in a little humor there. This will be one of the easiest and coolest speaking experiences you've ever had, okay? So we're going to go through a stack now. Okay, so it's a little bit of a longer episode, but I just want you to see like what lengths I went to make this happen. Okay, I bought sushi for the whole office. I didn't tell them why. I just arranged it and set it up and got it there. We actually went through and called his favorite massage places to figure out where he got a massage last, because I knew he liked the last one. So we had to go hunting to figure out who that was so we could get it booked up again. Anyway, and then in the office on camera, in front of a bunch of people, I read the script to him. Just to recap, here's what you're gonna get when you agree to keynote at OfferMind 2019. You're gonna be the featured keynote speaker. You get more paid traffic to your One Funnel Away challenges throughout the entire year. You get high-end stage and event designers with media coverage that's amazing. Topic and length autonomy. Your choice of the actual event date to fit your schedule. Dang, that's a really good deal. But wait, there's more. On top of everything above, if you confirm with Steven soon so he can start preparations, you also get your own speaker highlight video created by at Steve's expense and given to your two video guys for any B-roll they'd like to use. You're going to get a copy of your Traffic Secrets book interview that you do with Steve on stage for more B-roll epicness. I'm going to give you a couples massage by your favorite masseuse. Gift certificate is already attached, and it was. And sushi from your favorite local restaurant, which will already be in the kitchen today at noon, which it was. Professional recordings of Steve screaming, "It's Monday, baby! It's Tuesday, baby!" and so forth, so you can use them for all those ideas you keep bringing up. Yeah, his voice has that weird ability. Man, my face is starting to melt. This offer is too cool. OfferMind must teach really cool offer creation methods. I just wish Steve let this offer last forever. The total value of this offer is incalculable. It's too awesome. But unfortunately, it can't last long either due to overexposure of pure awesomeness. So, to take advantage of the positive effects this offer will have on your audience, your mission, and your bottom line, just open up your phone right now and Vox Steve the phrase, on like Donkey Kong. Again, that's on like Donkey Kong to get started now. Luckily for you, we've recently started accepting talking or typing options on Voxer. Now, Steve had two options when he made this offer. So I went and I grabbed a lot of the closest he likes to use in webinars. The first was to go as weak sauce as possible, be a little pansy, be a little Sally, other things, and merely approach you with the question, will you speak in at my event, in a stupid, dumb voice with no value added back to you. But that wouldn't really incentivize you to agree, and Steve's beard would shrink two sizes too small. The second option was to make it as cool and memorable as he could by dumping all profits from his One Funnel Away affiliate earnings into a sick, awesome, kick sissies in the teeth event where you can nerd out to whatever level you want. Now let me ask you a question. If all this did was let you get in front of a group of people, of your hyper followers already in your community, would it be worth it? Of course, right? If all this did was let you test your material and thoughts before you test them on your own platforms, would that be worth it? Yeah, and like I said, you'd be getting tons of creative assets at Steve's expense just for showing up. If all this did was give you another chance to promote your new awesome book, build pressure for the launch, and push more people to ClickFunnels, would it be worth it? Absolutely, right? Steve knows you. He knows you're going to spend hours behind your computer anyway promoting a new book when it launches. Why not spend some of that time in an awesome, local, professional location with a swarm of people who already know, love, and buy from you? Again, get started on this risk-free offer now. Simply open up your phone and Vox Steve the phrase, on like Donkey Kong. Again, that's on like Donkey Kong. He has a shirt that says that and he loves it. He says that phrase a lot. To make it even easier, Steve has already Voxed you this phrase. You don't even need to type it. Just forward it back to him. Remember, this offer won't last forever. Just think, what's one extra Traffic Secrets book buyer worth to you? $7.95, $9.97, or even $50,000 each and every year? Those are his common price points. What would that do for you and your family? I'm going to skip some of this. Imagine getting that new biohacking test, or even a second cryo sauna, which you can shove Steven again. I'm going to skip. Anyway, remember, this isn't a cost, it's an investment. This is a few things. Anyway, just open up your phone right now and Vox Steve the phrase, on like Donkey Kong, to get started. There's a few inside jokes I'm not going to put there. Agents are standing by for your Vox. Again, to keynote an offer mine, simply pick up your phone right now and look at it. Let it recognize your face. Look at it. Open up the Voxer and tell Steve, on like Donkey Kong, talk or type accepted. And Steve will handle the rest. Remember, you're just one Vox away. Okay? Long episode. I know it is. I just wanted to share that with you. That, like, if you're going to ask some influencer to do something, you better go the freaking distance. And so what we're going to do real quick is I'm going to cut over to the actual Facebook Live. You're going to see me start to go through and figure this stuff, at, like, walk through the creation of this. It's epic. I know that's not short, but that's the point. All right, you're not going to get a guy or an individual who truly would be awesome for you or your business by walking up and saying, hey, you being here would truly be awesome for me and my business. It's like, come on, that's stupid. Okay, so I'm going to make it awesome and I'm going to speak their language. This is his language. So I'm going to do that. And that's exactly what I did. Thankfully, he agreed, and I'm really pumped. So let's cook over right here to the Facebook Live, where you're going to watch me actually walk through and actually set up this stuff, and kind of more of the behind the scenes of how I put it together. I literally share my screen with it. Anyways, guys, thanks so much. Excited. Let's cut over here real quick. I forgot real quick. Before we cut over, if you want to download this script so you can see how I did it, all you got to go do is go get a ticket at offermind.com, and I'm handing these out just for fun to each person who goes through and grabs a ticket so you can see how I did it. Yep. Anyways, go to offermind.com. Let's cover the Facebook Live now. Boom! What's going on, everyone? And I am excited for today to share with you guys a kind of a cool thing. This happened. This is a spawn of my brain in the last hour. You know, and sometimes that's great, and sometimes it's dangerous. Right now it's great. At least I think it is. Too early to tell. But I'm excited about it. It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, what I've been doing is figuring out how to get Russell Brunson to speak at OfferMind next year. Which, if you don't know, tickets are out already, and they're ready to rock, and I'm excited about that. So what I've been doing is figuring out the speaker list. Now, the absolute worst way to get someone to speak at your event is to do this. Wait, check this out. I'm gonna come on over here. What's up? Okay, check this out. Oh, I forgot I erased that. Never mind. All right, I got a big list. I got a big list of the dream speakers that I want to have speaking at OfferMind. Now, last year I did not speak. Last year I did not let anybody else speak. It was only me the entire time, right? It's only me. And it's because a lot of things that I needed to teach, I had never taught to you guys before, and I needed the whole, all the time. Frankly, I would love to keep doing that, but at the same time, I'd love to bring in some other good big people. For example, Russell Brunson, fantastic offer creator. Is he not? Absolutely. Mark Joyner. I want Mark Joyner to come on in. He helped create, or he created a book called The Irresistible Offer many years ago. I want to get Dean Holland, Todd Brown, Jay Abraham, Dana Derricks. These are all some of the best offer creators as well that are also living. Okay. That's kind of it. I don't know the list beyond that. Okay. That's really it. So, the absolute worst way for me to go and approach these people and say, hey, why don't you come speak at OfferMind, is to send them a message and say, you want to speak at OfferMind? Now, if they are somebody who's on the same level of influence as I kind of am, that's an okay thing to do, right? That's an okay thing to do. Like reaching out to Dean Holland and Dana Derricks and those guys, I will reach out to them. I'm sure that they'll say yes. And hopefully so. If not, they're going to get tagged inside this episode. Yes, I'm going to film this as an episode for Sales Funnel Radio. And I'll ask them that way as well. However, just walking out to Russell and saying, what's up, dude?
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
You want to speak at OfferMind? Because you never get asked that anywhere to get, you know, to speak at all. No one ever asks you for anything ever, right? That's annoying. That's dumb. Okay. I just got a pretty awesome Dream 100 package in the mail, actually, today. I went in and I spoke today in ClickFunnels. I did a webinar with Rachel Peterson, which is awesome, to her audience, selling some stuff. And anyways, it's fun. And on the way back, I was handed this envelope. Okay, and inside this envelope, somebody put in here. This is actually very clever. They attached an actual $100 bill. I'm gonna cover the bottom stuff here so you don't see it. Okay, they attached an actual $100 bill, and they said, "We know your goal is to always do 10 grand a day." So $100 should buy 14 minutes of your time. Very clever. So here's a real $100 bill. And then they said, please read the letter and see if you would like to spend the time. Like that's awesome. This is very clever. It's very, very, it's super cool. Okay. It would be stupid for me to walk up to Russell Brunson and say, hey, what's up, dude? Hey, you want to come speak at OfferMind? Right. So what I did is I started dropping out some I started dropping out some little hints to him. So I sent him a message 2 days ago and I said, dude, I'm not asking you to speak at Offermind. I'm just telling you, I'm thinking about how to ask you to speak at Offermind. And he started laughing. I was like, I'm just letting you know. I'm not asking you to speak at Offermind. I'm telling you, I'm just thinking of ways to ask you. And he was like, well, you know, it would be really cool. I would love sushi and massages. And I said, as long as it's not me doing them, yeah. And so I am actually crafting. I'm going to flip my screen around right here, right now. And I'm going to share with you guys the offer I am developing to pitch Russell to come speak at Offermind. Okay. I am quite sure he's going to say yes, actually, but I'm stoked about it. So right here, I'm going to cover some information here as well. Here is a certificate for him and his wife to go get a couple's massage, okay, by his favorite masseuse. Colton and I went and did some digging, and we talked to masseuse places, and we found out who he likes to get massages from, who the best person, you know, and we went in, and someone asked if you're on massage duty. We went in, though, and we found out the person he likes to get massages from the most. Oh, sweet. You're available these times? Yeah. Okay, cool. And we went and we set that up. Okay. Tomorrow, I'm buying sushi for the entire ClickFunnels office tomorrow. That's not cheap, by the way. From his favorite sushi restaurant. Okay. He doesn't know any of this is happening. Right. And actually, a lot of those people. Anyway, a lot of those people are. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so what I'm doing, though, is I'm literally drafting out what his false beliefs are going to be when I say, could you come speak at Offermind? Okay, now, what are the principles of the Dream 100? If what I'm offering to him presents a risk, right? If there is a risk at all of a status decrease, he will not say yes. Okay. Above all, above even does it fit in his schedule. If what I do and walk up and present anything I present to them, hey, dude, you want to do this? Can you do this? You want to do this? Can you do this? Right. How many times do you think he gets approached? I get approached like crazy. Guys, take whatever I get approached with and like 10x it. Okay. And that's what Russell gets approached with. And he's got walls and he's got barriers just to keep his own sanity there. And we can all understand that. Right. And so what I'm doing is I'm going in and I'm crafting an offer with stories, with an origin story. And it's not just that, you guys. What I want to get to is I want to show you how I'm doing it. And I'm excited. This is all going down tomorrow at ClickFunnels, which is going to be really, really fun. So check this out. Okay. So what I decided to do was bring back to life some dead marketers. Okay. So one of the guys who came up with, he's one of the original offer creators, right? That's Claude Hopkins. A lot of you guys know that if you've been watching my podcast. Claude Hopkins, cool, awesome guy. He was the first guy to put an ad on a car. He was the first guy, he actually popularized the concept of brushing teeth so that they could sell toothpaste. Okay. He brilliant, brilliant man, late 1800s. So the offer that I'm going up and I'm putting up together for to pitch Russell is this. Check this out. Okay, so I'm going to draft up this cool thing, but then it's not just what it is, my friends. It is how I'm presenting this to him, okay? And I'm going to walk you through this real quick here. Is that okay? Is it okay if I were to deliver? Is that okay? No one's ever shown you this? Okay, so here we go. Okay, here we go. So check this out. Russell, it's not done yet. This is where I am. All right, here's what you're going to get when you speak at Offermind 2019. You say, here's all the I'm listing out his false beliefs. Okay, one of the biggest vehicle false beliefs he could have, right, if I'm going to go in and pitch to him, hey, dude, come speak at Offermind, is status decrease. Okay, how is this going to decrease my status, right? And if it's going to decrease his status, if there's any risk for it, he's already going to say no. But rather, I need to show ways to increase his status while protecting at the same time from decrease. Does that make sense? So, oh, crap, is this going to decrease my status? And then what I'm going to say is, no, in fact, here's how it will increase your status, okay? So one of the things I can do that works the best, is to know what campaigns he is running and piggyback off of that. If I know that the person that I want to come speak at my thing or promote my product or get on my show or whatever it is, whatever it comes to Dream 100, what campaigns is that individual already running that I could piggyback off of to increase their status? So watch this. I answered that question. Here we go. Okay. Status increase right there. How can I increase the person's status? It's hard to type and write at the same time. Okay, here we go. Okay.
the internal hangup, it definitely is not, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. Instead, for him, it would be probably, what would you want me to teach? Right? I don't want him to have, for him, it's not so much about, it's not so much about money, obviously. He's going to have probably a time-based concern because he's Russell Brunson. And then he's also going to have a mental shelf space concern. Okay? Hear me when I say this. It's not, I don't have enough to teach. It's, oh my gosh, I have to spend time planning what I'll teach. That's a real concern. That's a big issue. Okay? That is a big issue. So I solved each one of these pain points inside of the offer. I used Xavier. Okay? Where am I fishing out of right now? Guys, where's my market? ClickFunnels. Okay? What's the new opportunity? OfferMind. Okay? And OfferMind. And as I go through, you're going to see there's parts of the offer that scratch and soothe and satiate all the concerns that come from vehicle internal, external base objections. And then there's a few pieces of the offer as well that are the things that are just awesome and straight from me, right? The sexiest thing that comes from it. Okay. Check this out. So here's the offer. Okay. You guys ready for this? How you guys doing? First of all, what's up? Ain't nothing but a thing. Sales funnel rate has been killing it, huh? What's up? Thanks for following. Really appreciate it. All right. Check this out. Okay. His hands a little shaky here. Okay. All right. So the thing that I'm going to go in, I'm trying to make sure I can read it as well. Okay, here we go. Thing, right, X. X is, right, here's the Xavier model, X-A-V-I-E-R, right? Xavier model for drafting offers, created by yours truly, highly featured in the next book coming out called Your Core Offer. Go to yourcoreoffer.com if you want to get on the waiting list. We are drafting, we're not just drafting it, we're actually writing it right now. Anyway. Okay, check this out. So here's the offer that I'm using again to pitch Russell. Now, after I create the offer, the next thing I'll go into is story. Okay. So I'm going to go in and actually craft a story around this. And then tomorrow I'm going to hand this all over to him. Okay. All right. So check this out. So what you're going to get when you speak at OfferMind 2019. Okay. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Okay. Check this out. Okay. The thing, right? X is what you want to sell. A is what they want to buy, right? They're not always the same thing. When you're selling something to somebody else, they don't always want that, even though that's what you want to sell, okay? So example, right? Russell wants to sell Funnel Hacks web class. When he sells Funnel Hacks web class, you pre-buy ClickFunnels for 6 months, basically, right? With a whole bunch of other programs and cool stuff. The anchor of the offer though is ClickFunnels itself. People just want ClickFunnels, right? So that's a prime example of what I'm talking about there. So X, check this out, right? So Russell, what you're gonna get when you come speak at OfferMind 2019? First thing you're gonna get is X. You're gonna be the only keynote speaker at OfferMind. I'm gonna put ads with a lot of ad money behind it, content, fans all promoting your appearance and your name. Okay. So one of the things I'm gonna give them is status. That's one of the ways I'm fighting the status decrease thing. But it's not the exclusive place that I'm fighting it yet, okay? The next piece of the offer. So all this offer right here, right? This one drafting out here. The next thing that each One Funnel Away Challenge buyer in 2019 who buys through Steve's affiliate link will get credit to OfferMind for further ClickFunnels indoctrination from you and Steve, okay? That's huge. What did I just do? A is the anchor of the offer. It is the part of the offer that is the sexiest, that is the thing that the other person wants the most. I know Russell is spending a ton of time, money, effort, energy, and resources on this One Funnel Away Challenge. He's going to go out and he's going to relaunch it. It's going to be massive and he's going to push very hard to get a ton. When I say a ton, I mean more people in One Funnel Away Challenge than probably are in ClickFunnels in general right now. Okay. Well, what could I do to best support that? What if I attached my OfferMind tickets to that again to fill the events, promote him, promote ClickFunnels, and align myself with what he's trying to do? That's a no-brainer, okay? Because now I just made the offer not about me. You see what I'm saying? I hate it. I hate it when somebody walks up and they're like, dude, Steven, I'm so excited, man. Why don't you come get on my show? Because like you would be great and you would just bring tons of people to my show. And I'm like, wow, okay, what does that do for me, right? This is a two-way relationship. You're just going one way though, right? That actually is hurting our relationship right now by you approaching me like that, right? The worst thing I could ever do for Russell and be like, dude, what's up, Russell? Man, why don't you just show up to OfferMind, man? Your name could bring so many people to OfferMind. Can you imagine how many people would want to come just because you're showing up? Show up, man. Stupid, right? That's dumb. This is dumb, right? And he's going to look at that and be like, oh, fear of status decrease. Oh, what on earth is this for me, right? Rejection, rejection, objection, objection, right? Tons of stuff that's be like, oh my gosh, no, I don't have time for that. Nah, what would you even want me to teach? Nah, status decrease. Nah, there's no way that that vehicle aligns with where I'm moving. But now, like, this is one of the most key things I can help you guys understand in this episode here, is when I am dropping these things out and I'm saying, what's up, big Dream 100 person? I'm aligning with their current mission. So part of their offer is also part of my offer. Hey, oh, what's up? Dana Derricks just did this to me. All right. He just did this to me. This is one of the reasons he's speaking. He walked up. He didn't walk up. We were on Voxer. And he goes, dude, I would love to pre-buy some OfferMind tickets for next year to give away so that we can align better, because I want my people to go through some of your stuff. And I was like, sick. Super cool. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome. Right. Well, what did he do? He just said, let me give your tickets away as part of my offer. That's what he just did. And that's exactly what he's doing, right? You saw Russell Brunson do the exact same thing with Grant Cardone for this next thing at 10X, right? Russell went to Grant Cardone and said, what's up, Grant? Can I pre-buy 1,000 of your tickets to give away as part of my current offers? What does that do? Spikes the value. Someone else fulfills on it. There's nothing. That's awesome. Aligns the two offers together. That's part of the A in anchor for Xavier. Does that make sense? You guys getting this? I'm not just trial closing. Does that really make sense? Okay, this is huge. It's a big, big deal right here. Watch this. Because now I've said, hey, what's up, Russell? Here's what you're going to get when you come speak at OfferMind, right? I want him to be the keynote. Rather than do this behind closed doors, I might as well show you guys what I'm talking about here, okay? Right? So I'm going to make an actual stack slide. I'm just brainstorming. This is not going to be the actual thing, but this is the idea of it, okay? Look at that. Each One Funnel Away Challenge buyer in 2019 who buys through Steve's affiliate link will get credit to OfferMind for further ClickFunnels indoctrination from you and Steve. Meaning, I am going to go and push One Funnel Away Challenge really, really hard. Okay. If you decide to come, I want more of your people there. If you want to come talk to your people, look, when they buy One Funnel Away Challenge through me again, just like we did last year, I'm going to give them credit to come over and actually get a One Funnel Away or OfferMind tickets where you can speak to more of your people and continue to get them inside ClickFunnels. Like that's huge. It aligned both of us. Okay. What's the vehicle based fear here? Probably status decrease. Is this good enough? Right? There's a concern, maybe that could be the potential major concern about speaking at OfferMind. So if I think through this, I'm like, oh man, the major concern I could have about speaking at Steve Larson's OfferMind would be, is he big enough? Right? Just being honest. Is he big enough? I'm Russell Brunson. Nothing wrong with that. That's the fact, right? I'm Russell Brunson. Right. And I'm not saying he would never say it like boastingly, but like, you get what I'm saying, right? The level of influence. Oh my gosh. Is that a step down? Right? And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. Hey, to protect your status, I want you to know that we hired the exact same AV team that designs your funnel hacking live stages. They're going to put on the OfferMind stage. Okay. The stage caliber will match your caliber. One of the most frustrating things I've ever experienced ever is to show up to an event that I've been invited to speak at. And you can tell that there just wasn't much thought put into the experience in the room. Right? That's why OfferMind cost me so much money. And it did. It cost me a lot of money. I actually went in the hole for it just a little bit. And it's because, though, like, the recordings would be awesome, all that, but I'm creating an experience, right? If you guys heard my podcast episode that just went out about how I created OfferMind, I went into that, okay? About how I created an experience and how I made it so you felt like you were entering a new environment. That is so freaking key. It is ridiculous, okay? So I'm letting him know, like, hey, check this out. We got all the old OfferMind recordings. Here they are. This is what it looked like last time. It was very professional. It was very amazing. It was very top-notch, high caliber. It'll be the same kind of thing. And rest assured, it's the same people you're used to working with. So new faces. There won't be any new faces when you're getting mic'd up. There won't be any new experiences. There's going to be no, like, you, Russell, you're going to know. These are awesome, right? Does that make sense? That's kind of how I'm doing it. Next thing on here is this, okay? It's 500 people, and we definitely will be doing that. 500 people to test your latest material on. Now, that is how I'm combating what would you want me to teach, an internal hangup. Oh, cool. I see it can be cool, but how can I, do I know enough, right? Well, I don't know what to talk about. Don't worry about it. It's 500 people, and I know one of your strategies, Russell, is to go in and test your material on smaller crowds before you go to your major one. Feel free to do that at OfferMind, okay? Let your noggin have the playground and the fun crazy zone that you want to go to and test your material on my audience. Does that make sense? I just solved that form. I love it when people do that with me, because then they're like, what do you want to talk about, Steve? I'm like, do you have anything specific? They're like, no, whatever you want. I'm like, sweet. Because then I go get a whiteboard, and I love to anyway, there's some sick stuff I like to do when someone says that to me. Okay. How will I solve the issue? I don't have time. Okay. I don't have time. I don't have time to speak at your offer mind, Stephen. I want to. I believe it's a good vehicle. I believe I could pull it off as well, but I don't have time, money, resources, right? External based things. Don't worry about it, man. Like, if it really comes down to it, you will choose the actual date of the event so that we can make sure you can get there. Okay. Okay. We know what date it's going to be. We know what date it's going to be. But if it came down to him not being able to speak and us just choosing a different date that's like a few weeks difference or a few days difference, we will change the freaking date, right? That's a sick offer. That's a sick offer. And I got no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's awesome. And from his perspective, like, oh man, he's going to change his whole event. I'm like, well, yeah, we're talking like 7 months in the future. Like, yeah, we'll definitely change it if we need to. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. That's a big offer right there, right? Part of the reason why, like, I've been asked to speak in several locations in the past little bit here. Australia, which I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that one. Greece, I don't think I'm going to do that one. It's not that I don't want to. It's a dates issue, right? So if he has control over that and it came down to it, I'm like, dude, what day? Say it. Just, and we'll do it. And he's like, you know what? I could come speak downtown Boise, so I don't need to travel anywhere. I don't, right? I'm making it easy, 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 right? In fact, one of the things I'll probably toss in there for him is, ooh, this is sexy. Watch this. A limo will pick you up. A limo will pick you up from CF headquarters and take you to the event. And he can talk as long as he wants to. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Like, that, this just got sexy, man. He doesn't need to worry about travel. It's close to him. It's right there. It's downtown Boise. Sick of venue. Really awesome venue. Anyway, now reason to act now. This is where he told me he would like to have this kind of stuff in. All right. A couple's massage. He wants a massage from his favorite masseuse. I won't tell you any of the information because that'd be weird. Okay. Right. We already set it up. And sushi from his favorite sushi place. I'm not going to tell you that either because that might be weird also. Okay, but he's got all that stuff set up. Like, I mean, that's a sexy offer. That's a sexy offer now, right? It's not just, dude, come speak at my event so that I can fill it with people who are interested to come see you or else I'll... I hate that crap. I hate it when people do it to me as well. I've been now asked to speak at two events now where I can tell someone who's just using my name to fill their event. I will never do any business with those individuals the rest of my life. They burn the bridge so hard, right? And for me to go in, right? One of the things I'll add inside this offer as well is, hey man, we will send you the professional recordings. We also are going to have professional photographers there to take pictures because I know you're always looking for new material. That way you can have the recordings. You can have the pictures. Very, very high-end stuff so that you can look like a rock star also on my stage, right? That is what would motivate a Russell Brunson-esque figure. Okay, that is what would, right? His own private room where he can go just kick back and there's snacks and drinks in there. Like, that kind of stuff would be the stuff that would motivate that kind of individual. Okay, so what I'm trying to help you guys understand and see is, like, when you're doing offers, especially when it comes to Dream 100, offer creation for Dream 100 is not the same thing as offer creation for customers, which is not the same thing as offer creation for affiliates, which is not the same thing for offer creation for front-end products. It's all different. You got to understand exactly who you're speaking with and to, okay? And so just understand, like, that's what's going through my head with this as you guys see this part. So the last thing I want to do with this is, check this out. One of the things I'm trying to do is I don't know if this is going to work or not, so no promises yet on this, but I just reached out to some local actors to come act as Claude Hopkins, to tell Claude Hopkins' fast origin story and hand him a piece of paper with this offer on it, and the call to action to tell me whether or not he accepts, which is going to be to box me and say, yeah, but anyway, that makes sense. Isn't that cool? So some dude's going to dress up like Claude Hopkins, bald dude with glasses. If it works, I don't know if I can, we're doing this tomorrow. So anyways, we might leave here in 30 minutes and go check out to see if we can actually find somebody, but like, anyway. To have him walk up and be like, what's up? My name's Claude Hopkins. I was one of the first offer creators in America. Hey, that's Steve Larson. You should really go talk to him at his event. You know, and then he hands off the offer, the certificate and the gift certificate for the massage. We're going to have sushi on his table there already. Like, it's pretty sexy. I mean, this is pretty awesome.
hopefully it works out. He could say no, and that's a risk you're willing to take on it. So if he says yes, then it's a lot easier for us to go get two or three other really high-end people that I really want to, who you all know. Okay. So it's worth crafting a campaign for. Okay, this is a campaign. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. Hey, guys, I just wanted to drop this out to you guys, let you guys know what I'm doing.